Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The families who just still have to sit there and wait and wonder, is this our guy, or are we going to keep going down this road after someone that we really don't have a lot of solid evidence against, but there's a lot of other people here out in the ether that seem to have not been very thoroughly investigated. That's got to be such a hard question for those families tonight, as it is in the hands of the jury. They want justice, but I'm sure they want it for the right person to be going away too.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the people who always get lost are the victims. You know, I actually yesterday just did a post on Abby and Libby and just what they were about. They played in the band. Abby played the saxophone. They loved volleyball. They swam. They loved the outdoors. They loved to vacation. They loved each other. Mm-hmm. And loved animals and just all the little nuances and intricacies about these children who had their lives taken in such a horrible, horrible way. And remember, one of those children watched the other child get massacred.
Yeah.
So, just the humiliation of having to declothe, especially at that age, which is an age where you're so shy about your body typically. I mean, they were just so young. And so often, I think the true picture of the victim here gets lost, especially because at this point, people are wondering if Richard Allen is indeed a victim. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to really focus also on these two young lives that were taken.
The phone calls that were played in court and the confessions that were played and all the way back to the initial meetings with Richard Allen, with the investigators, where they kind of railroaded him to where he is today. How do you think that played? Was that a win for the prosecution to have all those I did it, but they certainly didn't sound like the cognizant Richard Allen that they had heard in previous recordings? I mean, it clearly did not sound like the same person from every account that I've heard. I know that, you know, on paper that probably looked pretty good, all these confessions, but when it came to play with the jury, how do you think that played?
Another big point of disappointment, at least for me, I was expecting to hear something like this. You know, I did it. I was out there. I had gotten wind that there were going to be two little girls there. I took my gun. I took a description of the knife that was used or the box cutter. And I saw them and I slowly, you know, I want to hear that kind of detail. Whenever I've heard a confession, they are detailed.
Yeah.
The person has all this independent information that you never knew. For instance, something like if he would have said, And Abby started to run, and I got out my gun and I said, if you run, I mean, the detail was so scant. Yeah. I felt like he did have a few details. He said, I fumbled with my gun or something. At one point he mentioned, and then he mentioned the van. But I don't know how much really to place on that van because, and I don't think the jury's ever going to know this, but I've seen two and I have them in my possession. Two, I think one was a Reddit and one might have been a Facebook where they talk about the van. You know, on social media, people are talking about the van and, it, you know, and because they were trying to figure out if that van might have been related to a subject at the time. And is that in discovery? Well, it should have been in discovery if it wasn't. So, and he had the discovery package and he, you know, Dr. Walla, did she ever mention it? Remember, she was on every social media site available, cutting it up with everybody and their dog about, you know, what had happened. So I don't know if that van is going to be enough, but I can tell you the jurors don't know what I just said. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as I know, none of that came out in court, at least to any degree. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like the jurors are working with nuggets instead of working with a meal. They really just have such a small picture. None of them know about Keegan Klein and that morning he was communicating with Libby about getting together. No one knows that or about it being on Richard or Ron Logan's land and Ron Logan's the probable cause that surrounded him and his involvement, his lying about an alibi, getting somebody else to lie for him about where he was at the time. It's really just a travesty that the jury didn't get a full picture of what happened. And then they could make their analysis.
Yeah. I think the best analysis I think I would make at this point, obviously I've had my opinion on this for quite a while, but I've heard nothing that changes my mind. I've heard nothing new that we haven't been discussing for the last many years. It's just, it's exactly what we've heard. And nothing that is convincing with that doesn't put a ton of reasonable doubt into my mind. And I'm thinking the jury, what they have probably will come to that same conclusion. I don't know. We will, we'll find out here in the coming days, hopefully. And
I got to tell you, Tony, the biggest reason I have doubt, the biggest reason. Yeah. Is for a person to be able to do what he did to those girls. They are a sadistic, you know, sexual child predator, pornographic fiend.
Yeah.
That's the type of person who commits those murders. Where is the pornography on the 20 phones? You don't turn it on and turn it off. Even if they don't have the one from 2017, how about all the other devices they have?
Yeah.
Not a hint.
Nothing.
Not a hint
and
of something in that order.
And where would be the other witnesses that could come and say, yeah, I had a weird incident with him. Nobody has come. We didn't have anybody. All we had was people that testified going, yeah, he's never done anything weird or sexual or anything of that sort. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'm amazed what a weak case they have. Against him. I'm amazed it's gone this far. We'll see how this wraps up here in the trial of Richard Allen.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch, Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.